Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This morning, travel delayed. The Prime Minister hits the brakes on the next phase of our reopening as Omicron cases grow. The plan to fast-track booster shots to tackle the new COVID strain. A once-in-a-generation talent, pioneering Indigenous actor David Golpalil, dies aged 68. And reign over, Barbados bids farewell to the Queen. Will more countries follow?
This is 7 News. With Jody Spears.
Good morning. Australia's international borders will stay shut for 2 weeks longer than planned. The National Security Committee making the call overnight. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. This is a response to concerns over the new Omicron variant.
It is, Jody. Good morning. The National Security Committee of Cabinet making the decision to delay Australia's reopening plan of our international borders over growing concerns about this new variant. Australia was expected to reopen its international borders to skilled migrants and international students tomorrow. But based on health advice provided by Professor Paul Kelly, that has now been pushed back until December 15th. While the reopening to tourists from Japan and South Korea will also be delayed for 2 weeks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying the changes were necessary to allow health authorities more time to learn more about the Omicron variant. The government has also asked ATAGI to review its advice on booster shots, but for now, Health Minister Greg Hunt says there is no evidence that vaccines are less effective about this new variant, but has confirmed the government has spoken to Moderna and Pfizer. The National Cabinet will also meet later today with Professor Paul Kelly set to brief state and territory leaders about what, if any, restrictions need to be brought in to combat this growing concern over this new variant. Jody?
Okay, Taylor Aiken in Canberra, thank you. Two more cases of the new COVID variant Omicron have been detected in Sydney quarantine, both fully vaccinated. It brings the number of confirmed cases in New South Wales to four. Premier Dominic Perrottet has ruled out reviving the hotel quarantine system.
We don't need to have a knee-jerk reaction. We need to have a proportionate and balanced response.
The Northern Territory has also recorded its first case of the Omicron variant. Pioneering actor David Golpalil has passed away aged 68 after a four-year battle with lung cancer. He was a veteran of the Australian stage and screen. A warning to our Indigenous viewers, this story does contain images and voices of a deceased person. Mr. Golpalil's family has given permission for his image to be used. An actor.
You got good brains, Tom boy. You learned something.
A dancer. An artist.
My spirit will return back to my country.
David Golpalil was born and raised in northeast Arnhem Land. In 2017, he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. A titan of the Australian screen, known best for his roles in Rabbit Proof Fence, Storm Boy, and of course Crocodile Dundee.
Oh no, you can't take my photograph.
Oh, I'm sorry, you believe it'll take your spirit away?
No, you got a lens cap on.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall announced his death in a statement overnight. He was a man who loved his land and his culture, and he was a man who took it to the world. Tributes have flooded in online, acclaimed Indigenous actor Mayne Wyatt calling him the master of manipulating the camera to his whims, his legacy to live on in Aussie memory. New South Wales Police will conduct a series of searches across Sydney this morning in relation to the disappearance and murder of model Ravelle Balmain. A fresh coronial inquest into her death is due to begin next year. Ms. Balmain went missing in 1994, and earlier this year, police announced a $1 million reward for information leading them to a new suspect. They'll search the former Swiss Grand Hotel at Bondi Beach, a brothel in Potts Point, and Ms. Balmain's old home. A major police search is underway in a remote part of Victoria's High Country for the bodies of missing campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay. A team of 24 specialist officers, including forensic anthropologists, has hit the ground in East Gippsland, searching an area dotted with old mine shafts. It's understood Gregory Lynn, the man charged with their murders, frequently camped there. Northern New South Wales is bracing for another lashing of heavy rain this morning as communities continue to deal with flood damage. Up to 100 homes were swamped yesterday in the state's northwest, and rescue teams were inundated with calls for help. Meantime, parts of Queensland have been hit with 3 months' worth of rain. Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey has announced he's stepping down as chief executive. Mr. Dorsey, who started the company in 2006, has been serving as CEO of both Twitter and payment firm Square. In a statement, he wrote, "It's finally time for me to leave," saying the company was ready to move on. He'll be replaced by the current chief technical officer, Parang Agrawal. Police have caught an alleged serial predator known as the Spider-Man rapist almost two decades on, thanks to advances in DNA. For more than a year, 51-year-old Darren Kennedy allegedly climbed through the windows of Sydney homes and attacked women.
There were women throughout the inner west of Sydney that were terrified in their own homes.
The married father has been charged and remains in custody. It's understood the initial police investigation ruled out 3,000 persons of interest, and Kennedy wasn't one of them. As the search for the remains of William Tyrrell continues on the New South Wales mid-north coast, police are preparing to drain a creek. They hope to drain as much water as possible from the site before more rain later this week. Teams remain confident but haven't found anything of note at this stage. The Queen's reign is about to come to an end on the Caribbean island of Barbados as it becomes the world's newest republic. Prince Charles arrived overnight to witness the transition as the country takes its final step in cutting ties with its colonial past.
Island paradise, the dawn of a new age, going from realm to republic, gives locals another reason to smile.
It feels really good to me and heartwarming that we can stand on our own.
Marina Rudder has decorated her front garden, been making traditional Barbadian conkies with her 19-year-old daughter too.
You have to put a little water in the pot, then you baste it with some of these same banana leaves.
All to celebrate the world's newest republic.
Break away from the people that colonized you to say, oh yeah, we're on our own, we're doing this. We're not scared, that's a big thing.
The Prime Minister announced the change last year, nearly four centuries since the British first arrived.
Barbados has come a long way, and we are more than ready to make our own decisions and to continue to write our own history.
With Barbados bowing out, it leaves just 15 countries, including Australia, where the Queen is head of state. Barbados will retain its membership of the Commonwealth, like the republics of South Africa and India. The new president, the current Governor General.
It's time to move on and step out and show how strong we are as a small developing state.
It's the end of an era for a staple of Australia's Air Force, with hundreds gathering at the Williamtown RAAF base to see the FA-18 Hornet fly into retirement with a final roar. The first Hornets arrived at Williamtown in 1985, but their first operational deployment didn't take place until after the September 11 attacks. One's a Sydney fashion designer, the other a global pop star, locked in a legal tussle over their name. Katy Perry is suing the singer of the same moniker in the federal court, claiming she sold merchandise under a deceptively similar trademark. The court heard the artist tried to use her financial might to snuff out the Australian business. The hearing resumes tomorrow. Telstra has made a pledge to stop customers receiving scam messages. The telco is trialling a new technology that can detect malicious texts as they're sent and block them before they hit phones.
As we develop this technology, we will see an improvement in the reduction, rather, in the number of SMSs or malicious SMSs getting through.
Telstra says it's already blocking an average of 13 million scam voice calls a month. Australian researchers say they're close to a breakthrough that will improve immunity for older people. A study of blood cells has revealed a promising clue, with a breakthrough treatment expected to follow.
As we age, we might feel fine.
I get tired, but I don't suffer from any illness.
I don't get colds particularly.
Good living, good eating, not too much drinking. So it's okay.
But the reality is our immune system weakens over time. It's why 90% of Australian COVID deaths have been patients aged over 60. Now, Melbourne researchers are hoping to boost our immunity.
They certainly get sicker. It seems to hang around a lot longer. They can get much more severely ill.
Scientists at the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute have been studying white blood cell DNA and have made a promising discovery.
We think we've found one of the molecular causes of immune ageing, in that how this DNA is packaged up in the cell gets disrupted. And the most exciting thing about that is that potentially it's reversible.
The research has so far been conducted on mice, but a new $1 million Commonwealth grant means the team can begin to study samples of blood taken from older Australians.
Ultimately, the researchers' goal is to develop a simple treatment to give to Australians over 60 to help them fight off everything from colds to cancer.
A long-term project with the aim of having more Australians enjoy healthier lives in older age. Jodie Lee, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading 329 points higher. The Nasdaq is also up. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed 468 points lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng also down. The All Ords ended the session in the red, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,782 an ounce. Oil is $71 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 71.28 US cents, 81 Japanese yen and $1.04 New Zealand. In breaking news, the sex trafficking trial of disgraced British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has begun in New York. Live now to US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney, who's outside the court in Manhattan. Good morning, Ash. Jeffrey Epstein's former partner denies all the charges against her.
That's right, Jodie. Ghislaine Maxwell is fighting these sex trafficking charges here in New York, accused of procuring, recruiting and facilitating the abuse of these underage girls for her boyfriend, her then boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein. This trial, a long time coming. She was arrested in the middle of last year and now about to do something Jeffrey Epstein didn't do, which was stand trial. He, of course, took his own life in a Manhattan prison cell before he could stand trial, but even in death, he will likely loom large over this case. Of course, it is his conduct, his abuse of these young girls that is central to this case. There is an enormous amount of interest in this trial. The world's media gathered here in Manhattan. Ghislaine Maxwell was a fixture on the social scene here in New York City. She had a black book with ex-presidents' names, and the world is watching closely to see what comes of this trial. This morning, there was a short delay with jury selection. They have now been sworn in, and after a short break, we are about to hear opening arguments from the prosecution and the defence. Jodie?
Okay, Ash Mullaney in Manhattan, thank you. Streams of lava have begun flowing from a new opening on the La Palma volcano in Spain. A new vent spewed jets of molten lava as huge clouds billowed into the sky. The eruption on La Palma in the Canary Islands has now entered its 10th week. The volcano continues to cause havoc for locals, with ash forcing the closure of the island's airport, while the stream continues to engulf large tracts of land. A man in Turkey has narrowly escaped serious injury after large pieces of concrete fell from a roof in wild weather. A powerful storm hit the capital Istanbul, strong winds whipping up a storm surge which has flooded several streets. Ferry services have been cancelled and flights diverted to other cities. There are worse places to be trapped. Dozens of people have spent four nights snowed in at Britain's highest pub, the Tan Hill Inn. They slept on sofas and mattresses, enjoying the fully stocked bar while being entertained by an Oasis tribute band, which has been given the cheeky nickname Snowasis. A snowplough has since cleared a path out, allowing some of the 61 people stranded to dig out their vehicles and drive home from their mini holiday. Supermarket giant Aldi is worried thousands of children could still be using a toy taken off shelves more than a year ago. Jack and Jill wooden block sets were recalled because they're a choking hazard, but very few people returned the item. They were sold at the store between June and September last year.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
To sport now, and England superstar Ben Stokes will be monitored after an injury scare at training. England's Ashes preparations begin in full today with their World Cup players leaving quarantine before an intra-squad game in Brisbane. But Stokes is no certainty to play. He took a blow to the arm during a net session on the weekend. The first test of the Gabba starts on December 8, live on 7. New Zealand have pulled off the unlikeliest of draws in an enthralling first test against India. On a day 5 pitch in Kanpur, chasing 284, the Kiwis looked in serious trouble late.
That has come off the gloves or the bat down onto the foot marks and then back onto the leg stump.
That is really unlucky, really, really unlucky.
From 9 for 155, the Black Caps survived the last 52 balls before bad light stopped play. The Opera House provided a stunning backdrop for the launch of the Big Bash. The Sydney Sixers are out to become the first team to win 3 straight titles.
Nothing terrible is going to happen to anyone if we don't win the comp. I'll be doing my best to try and make sure there's no pressure build up on anyone, that's for sure.
The Sixers open the season against the Melbourne Stars on Sunday after the Bathurst 1000. Retiring supercars legend Jamie Wincup is soaking up every minute of his final race at Bathurst this week. Vehicles of all kinds descended on Mount Panorama. Former Red Bull Air racer Matt Hall landed his plane on the narrow track.
We knew it was safe, but just when you're coming in to do it, you're definitely going, wow, this is tight.
Two cars is tight, let alone a couple of wings either side. Happy to do the photos and take all the risks on the weekend.
You can watch Jamie Wincup's final race weekend live on 7 from Friday. It seems it's never too late to return a library book, even if it's more than 100 years overdue. A library in the US state of Idaho received a book that was checked out in 1910 called New Chronicles of Rebecca. Whoever checked out the book is long dead, but would have owed the library more than $1,100 in late fees. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs will continue driving rain, showers and storms, some of them intense across Queensland and New South Wales. Low pressure will cause thundery showers over the northern tropics while maintaining heat over the northern interior. Around the capitals today, rain in Brisbane heading for a top of 24 degrees. A possible shower, 24 as well in Sydney. A possible shower in Canberra heading for 26. Sunny and 30 degrees in Melbourne. Sunny in Hobart heading for 26 degrees. Mostly sunny with a top of 33 in Adelaide. Cloud clearing, 24 the top in Perth. And mostly sunny, 36 degrees in Darwin. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 30th of November, 2021.